like what you're saying as well about like a shared empathy, because I think on the one hand, when you're talking about embodied performance, it's almost the melding of a kind of relational, like, feelings, mm-hmm. but also very bodily, like, I mean, literally water, literally mm-hmm. things coming out from people's bodies, right? So that's really sort of really interesting as a kind of resistance against that suppression. I wanted to ask why this turn to science fiction and dystopian fiction, thinking about it as the question I was posing, like, it is a very transnational tradition, like a lot of cultures have like this idea of dystopia and science fiction. What drew you guys to the genre? I know you've answered some of these questions, but like, really, is it a way of kind of relating Hong Kong's experience to other spaces as well? Or is it also about delving into Hong Kong's experience and thinking about it through that kind of science fiction lens?
I think like all over the world with like Trump and, you know, North Korea and China, Xi Jinping, I think like the world is seemingly it's coming to like a disaster or whatever. So I think dystopia or dystopian novel is a good way to mirror our present. And I don't think the utopia is achievable anyway. So with the advancement of technology, especially in China, like people can pay with WeChat and, you know, they're inventing robots to as a medical doctor, like Chinese doctor. So, I mean, the world is going crazy, and how do we talk about what's happening now? I think the best way is to through science fiction. Because if you write about the present, the world is moving so quickly, and then when the novel is published after 1 year, 2 years, I mean, the world has already changed. So you have to think ahead in order to talk about what's happening now.
Do you think as writers, I mean, not as planners or politicians or administrators, I mean, like, what do you see your role in that kind of, that leap forward into time, into a different, I don't know, like when you're writing your stories and you're imagining this kind of leap, like how did that process happen for you? Like, why did you choose to do that?
Tough questions, actually. It's not easy to answer the questions.
That's good, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, but there's so many conflict, actually. It's because sometimes people expect the writer as kind of an opinion leader, and they want to have some solution or have some kind of a viewpoint to pave the way for the future. But to me, somehow, writer is an observer, more on observer. What, maybe you have other idea?
我看是我们刚开始的时候是想去问我们的将来嘛，对，是有关将来的事情来，因为好像是在那个雨山运动之后，好像一直大家对将来没有什么想象，所以觉得是蛮困的一种感觉在里面，所以这个就是我们其中一个原因去开始我们这个project。但是你问我是不是在里面可以有一些。 前面的那个答案好像是没有，只是一直在写的时候，只是想引起一些讨论吧，我看是，其实整个气氛根本就不乐观嘛，在过去几年以来，但这个看是大家也非常的不开心，那你太过乐观的是好像是有傻瓜一样。 对，人家觉得你不是很real的东西在里面，也不，也，所以我看几个态度，大家也是比较，对啊，是有点悲观在里面的，对，对我来说，我的故事就好像不是真的是在写，不是真的是在写未来的，是写过去的，因为原因是我只是一直在想象在。 50年代到大概70年代的时候，那个社会状态是怎么样的？我尝试把这个是想象在我的故事里面，但是我以前没有经验写这么长的东西，他们是给我一个限制是15,000字，我不知道什么是15,000字，所以短篇的，所以我其实一直跟 Angela 也要一起在谈谈了好几期，说我大概是怎样想，然后想了好几个月了，然后真的要写的时候才写把它写下来。 但写下来的时候，就发现15,000字是多少？发现就好像还要多需要多15,000字吧？对，所以根本就不可能。也就是后面的部分没有真的想得很细，所以我的故事其实在想象部分里面有 要这种 reference 在里面，就是一个大概是以前的香港的一种社会的状态的一种想象。但是真的写下来的时候只是前面的部分来。对。这种状态大概也它也当然另外一方面也跟现在有关系的，因为其实你刚才谈到说是那个边界的一种转移啊之类的状态。其实这个大概我看在80年代已经慢慢的开始。这个开始是什么意思，就是我们的工厂都全都移到那个珠三角那边，就跟台湾啊南韩的经验非常一样的。所以我大概写的故事是一种状态，是谈一个后工业的年代里面的一种状态来，就是整个这 exploitation 主要是移到另外一个部分下面，不是这个劳资之间的问题来，移到那个房地产，移到那个医疗的费用上面的，这个也是整个世界里面面对的一个新的问题来，就跟以前的哪一套面对哪一种以前那种资本主义很不一样。当然其实香港在整个房地产的房地产炒卖以前都已经很疯狂，但是我会说在过去20年就更极端的整个情况是，对，这个根本上大家也受不了。所以我的故事也把这个部分是变成是整个故事一个背景放在里面。对。跑出来的也是对的，就是非常的不太乐观的一种故事来，对，但是
sorry，
没有了，
没有，Can you take over？ No， I just because I'm taking a quite opposite path. I think the portrait is more contextualized into Hong Kong policy, a land policy or kind of a regenerations. But actually, I'm more on inner. I want to ask more about how or what is a human being sometimes, somehow. And the umbrella movement actually brings us, I think the most important question is how we treat ourselves, how to take our life journey, where are we going next step. So I want to have a more inner questions to me. And actually, when I'm writing, I want to more as a self-exploration to me. And of course, not finished yet. And all this project is only a starting point to me. And I really want to explore more what we are looking for and what the basic desire, all the desire we're facing. And what is freedom to us, or maybe. And how the youth challenging us. Of course, I'm teacher too, so that's why I can understand that you have so many burning anger and burning questions to the society, and how we deal with the situation, and how effectively how we treat ourselves. Yeah, so this kind of an inner question, but her story is more on the whole society.
I think you need both, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's an anthology.